Welcome to episode 29 of Capes and Commentaries. I'm Nathan Kennedy. I'm just gonna go ahead and get this rolling because I'm still waiting on Tyler to get here. I guess he was asleep or napping or something. We'll give him shit when he shows up. But episode 29, we're gonna finish up Injustice for All from Justice League Part 2. I watched a drunk last night, a little hungover today, so the Mark for Death episode is going to be a lot of fun, which I'm going to show that on that episode, but Joe, I know you're probably watching right now. I took a lot of notes watching this movie. A lot of notes, like a page and a half worth of notes, so I shouldn't have... Oh, there's Tyler showing up. We'll let him get his thing in.
What's that?
We're live, pal. I went ahead and just started it because I'm like, I'm going to do something different because there were people in here waiting. Yeah,
holy
see, look
hell,
at
really?
Him. Look at him. He looks sleepy.
I've been laying in bed all day today. I haven't done anything except get up and eat breakfast, and that is it. I haven't done squat.
There's nothing we can do, man. It is snowing outside.
Tons
of snow. I think there's already like 10 inches out there. We're going to be well over a foot before the day's over with.
I can't believe all those ridiculous reports are right. God, I hate winter. I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it too. Oh, I want to sit inside reenact a Folgers Christmas commercials. People, God. What is it with it's always women who they just like, oh, I love to sit inside and watch the snow. And just because they like that fantasy of holding a cup of coffee wrapped up in flannel. They got the dog there or the this or that or whatever. Just watch us because their ass didn't have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, it's those fucking Hallmark movies, man. What they don't realize is like there is potential that the power will go out, and that's what I'm worried about the rest of the day.
Yeah,
I don't want
someone's hurt. How are you going to get them? You know, I don't know. It just there's nothing good. You know, I'm thankful for our area. We experience all the, you know, we don't have extremes like hurricanes. Well, I don't need all the seasons, but. At least live in our area. We don't have like hurricanes. Like if living in Miami or in the Carolinas, we don't have earthquakes. We don't have tornadoes. But
Tornadoes have started popping up a little bit on recent occasion,
but nothing like you see in the movie Twister or something like that. You
know? Well, not many people get to experience that. Well, I mean, Doug did. Well, I mean, he wasn't he said it like I think there was a storm system that came through and it sort of like broke off into two or three different systems. So he had like a tornado about 30 miles north of him and about 20 miles south of him. It was crazy, insane. But how's it going, man? We're doing it live. Yeah. We usually talk a little bit and then we get going. But how's it going?
Dropped it on me because I was like, I'll jump up, and take a shower, and kind of park myself up here. Next thing you know, I was like, oh, buddy, we're live. You know, I just set up everything and I get my headphones in. And I'm like, oh my god, you know. Like I had even like my hair got like bad hair and everything.
That's all right. I do too, dude. It's fine. Yeah.
Other than that, it's just been a lazy morning, you know, watching reruns of Empty Nest on YouTube and just doing nothing.
Empty Nest, really?
Empty Nest. I love that show, man. Good stuff.
All right,
good classic show.
That's a spinoff from Golden Girls, right?
It sure is. Yeah. Yeah. I used to watch a lot when it was a regular show when I was a kid. I used to watch.
Yeah. I used to watch it too. I kind of remember, I want to say, wasn't there a block on like Saturday nights?
That's what I remember watching. It was on.
Yeah,
Saturday
it was like
nights,
Golden
yeah.
Girls, and then Empty Nest would come on afterward, and there were a couple other shows on there. But yeah, I remember one time specifically, we went out for the day. We went to the mall and like went around shopping, and then we went to Burger King, and I remember specifically getting like the chicken nuggets, and this was back when they still had them in the shapes, think it was like star shapes. But yeah, I remember putting those in the microwave, and then we went and watched Empty Nest. That's like my main memory from that show.
Well, chicken nuggets and Empty Nest, I think that goes good. It's a good comfort show, like just enjoying like good fun, you know, comedy, and the girls on there are hot, and I like Dr. Harry, and of course, you know, Charlie, the goofy neighbor, he's awesome too. So, anybody's not watched a long time, but holds up extremely well, and all the seasons are available on YouTube for free. So if you're looking for something to binge watch, some good comfort shows, I suggest checking that out.
So. Something to keep you warm, so you can be like those people that fantasize about being snowed in.
God, I always have to stop. Why do you fantasize about that? Knowing full well you're your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, your kids have got to get out of the house at some point, and you're just like, I would stay inside and just watch it snow. This whole romanticizing with this stuff that just brings nothing but just disaster. God, I hate snow.
Yeah, I do too. Like, man, a little bit's fine. A little bit's fine if it's covering the grass and everything, but when, God, like, I don't even know when they're going to start clearing the roads. I haven't heard anything about it.
I saw, because I barely looked outside, but there was like, man, I saw maybe one or two cars go by. The roads over here, like off the main road, they're still covered, but I guess passable for certain cars, I guess. But, I mean, I really thought it was going to stop by now. God.
No, it's. I think it's supposed to keep going until, like, tonight. I don't know if that's... I think... I want to say I heard, like, the biggest, like, influx of it, the heaviest part of it's going to be, like, today. I'm like, we already got 10 inches. Don't just quit. Yeah, because now I'm already thinking, like, am I going to make it to work tomorrow? Like...
Yeah, if it stays like this and doesn't let up, I probably won't be able to make it tomorrow because my car can't... I mean...
Well, I mean, anyway, it works out in your benefit anyway because you restock a cut. Like, the college is going to be closed, I would imagine.
No.
Really?
No,
well, I mean, they would cancel classes, wouldn't they?
Oh, they're in the middle of exams right now.
Oh.
Exams, and the dining halls do not shut down. They put staff up in the hotel next to campus to ensure that they have staff to open up.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I bet those guys are pissed off.
Oh, I'm sure, you know. And you know, some people are like, "Look, I'm not coming all the way into town to stay at the inn."
You know, the only people that like snow and I guess should like snow are kids and fucking teachers, because teachers get the day off.
Yeah, that's and it. Anybody works for the school system, yeah.
And then they bitch about it in the spring because it's like, "Oh, you missed too many days. Oh, we gotta go longer." It's like, well, that's what you had all those days
price
off.
Pay. You want all this stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I don't.
If you couldn't tell, we really fucking hate snow, by the way.
It
sucks.
I swear, I do not hesitate. Anybody like, well, Tyler, you'd miss the season. Like, the hell I would, man.
Yeah.
I don't look forward to winter. I don't look forward to snow. I want warm weather all the time. I love fall, but it's a fart in the wind. It's a month, October, and the next.
Yeah, we haven't even had a good fall the last few years. It's just like, all right, one day it's 60 degrees, and then boom, 20s. Here's a foot of snow.
Yeah.
Fuck. Anyway, Justice League and Justice for All Part 2. I feel like
we're suffering some injustice right now.
Yeah. I'm
not going to the gym. I can't get out. I don't know if I'll make it to work tomorrow. Man, worst day ever.
Yeah, well, you got some free weights handy at your place, right?
No, I have to use my body weight if I'm going to do anything. I can't do a lot of shoulder workout. That's what I had done today, so. I'll just make it my off day and just continue to binge watch Empty Nest and get myself to go out there and start shoveling snow. Ugh.
Yeah, I purposely parked my car at the top of the driveway so I don't have to, like, dig out too much.
That's good. Well, see, with me, when they come by, they just pile up the snow right there, and I have to go and dig that out and hoping to God they don't push more snow in there, so...
Well, that's kind of weird. You would think that, like, your landlord would.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the last big snow we had last year, I went out shoveling. He called and said, "Look, I'm sending a crew down. They should be there within the hour." I said, "Okay, great." So I just did what I could. I just, because I wanted to be able to get out. So
yeah.
I had a gentleman who was kind of walking around, like, offering help. He came by and offered to help. I gave him $20 just for helping me. I'm assuming he was hoping maybe to make money off of it, but he didn't ask. I got out, went to the gym, came back. Crew never showed up.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Did you call him? It's like, hey, asshole, like, you said they're supposed to be here in an hour. They never even showed.
No, because I was able to get out, and that's all that mattered to me. And I was able to get out of work, out for work the next day, too. So, like, you know what? Whatever. So,
well, before we get popping on the episode, we'll say hello to Who Dat Whale, Joe Amato, who's been giving me shit about sucking at Turtles in Time, like, all week. Yanish.
Joe's being like the school bully, just walk around with a leather jacket, or he's wearing a Spider-Man jacket. Hey, kid, got any cords for Turtles in Time? Of course you don't, because you suck, man.
That's basically what his voice messages sounded like this week. And hello also to Devil78, who also says, I hate snow too. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And then he asked me if I put my windshield wipers up. Yes, I made sure to do that last night. Because there's nothing worse than like trying to like clear off your car, and if your wipers are down, and especially if it's like kind of a little bit of ice in there, and it just like freezes to it, and it's just like it's bad. It sucks. With socks on them, no, I never thought about putting socks on them, but I mean, at this rate, with as much snow as we're getting, I don't even know if putting my wipers up really did much good.
No, I don't think it at this point. It's a thick, heavy snow, and that's about all we really got to deal with. I'm just not looking forward to going out there and shoveling, because my neighbors don't have shovels. They're not really in the best shape to do anything about it either, so it's pretty much just me to clear out the driveway.
Well, I mean, you're the size of like three people, so it'll be... You make up for it.
It's just a monotonous job. Like, I can do it. It's just...
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, God. It sucks. It's just, you know... And then I get hot. Like, last year, like, I had to take my jacket and my gloves off in the middle of the winter because I was burning up from shoveling.
Yeah, that's the shitty thing about it. It's like, you get a workout and it's cold, and then, oh, hey, look, you got pneumonia.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Great.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, you got
to be a dick to me. On this wreck, because we went to an antique mall 2 weeks ago, and we saw like starting lineup figures all over the place in this one antique mall. And Nathan's like, I was telling him, remember how popular these things were? He's like, yeah, they were dick now. Just the way he said it, I just couldn't stop laughing about it, because that was the malicious Nathan I've always known, that I became such great friends with, where he's just constantly like slamming the most, like just slamming starting lineup figures. Like, I just...
I collected a lot of them as a kid, and it's just funny. Like, you would think that some of them would be worth some. No, none of them are worth anything. They're just, and it's amazing. I guess it's just because there was just so much that was out there.
Well,
so much
Blaine too. Sports memorabilia just isn't popular anymore.
Yeah,
it's really like, not. Like, there are the stores, they sell stuff for man
go down, right?
Stuff.
Yeah. What's that? Well, like the value of trading cards has gone down a lot well, right?
I was over at your house when you were still living at home years ago. We like decided to look up prices of the trading cards. We were talking about that. I think we found like Scottie Pippen's like rookie card for like less than $20. It's like back in the day, there was like that thing was going for Jordan's cards, the only rookie card, you know, that'll probably just constantly it's like the first appearance of Spider-Man or first Easter Superman. It'll always stay prominent, but. It's just a shame that the whole sports memorabilia stuff, unless it's like recent stuff that you can put in your man cave downstairs to support your particular
your 10 signs, team. Man.
Ten signs,
what's
your
the
pennants?
Obsession with the 10 signs? Like, you go to flea markets, and I guess it's American Pickers or something. The reality TV shows have ruined it, especially that fucking that toy collector asshole.
Yeah, the guy who acted like he knew so much about a thing, he just overpriced everything, and then. You know, your average Joe Amato is going there, oh, wow. Man, I didn't know it was worth that much. Here, dollars and dick kids on eBay. I think this was made in like 1987. Slap $150 on there. It's missing a leg. Say it's slightly used.
There is a lot of that shit on eBay. It's just, here's a lot of figures. And like each one of them is missing a limb.
Oh, they got
75
stains
bucks.
And,
yeah. Missing like
skin
the paint's
marks.
Like just chipped. Yeah. Looks like someone shoved it up their ass.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's just. I know. I love how our buddy Joe will go to flea markets, and he's, you know, because he always looks to look for parts so he can.
Well, it makes sense for him.
Frankenstein.
That makes sense for him. Like,
he's saying people are trying to gouge even him.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to buy a box of broken figures, and the guy's like, oh, I got to get $25,000 for him. And I mean, these are broken He-Man toys. He-Man, he was popular in the 80s, right? Am I right? Do I have to do a Google search for it? And, Joe is patient enough. You know? I do wonder, though, like when Joe goes to the flea markets, is he the guy wandering around in the red mask with the scarf on his neck in the middle of July? You know,
I'm cold.
I have a podcast, you know.
Oh, what's that? A Happy Meal toy?
I'm famous. You know, it's like, here's my card. If you want to come by the Cult of Amato sometime, I can show you. I got nothing. I just feel like I had something. I'm like, I'm losing my train of thought here.
I can see Joe kind of like you walk into like this this chapel, and then you know there's like a podium, but it's made out of McDonald's straws, and he's just standing there like,
and there's like a statue.
He holds his head. Yeah, but he's holding his head.
Yeah, is gathering thoughts to say, praise me, let us pray me. You know, dear Joe, we are so thankful for your mask and for your customs and for the podcast that you were on. We're thankful that you're willing to give that Shlomo, you know, that guy who thinks he's so strong, to be on your podcast, and his buddy who pretends to think he likes great movies, you know, give him a shot on my podcast as well. And thank you for all my followers for liking my chimichangas, and thank you for, let's praise El Monterey. You know, spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. You
know. Joe says, praise Joe, amen. Fedmon says, hey, sorry I'm late, was asleep and didn't hear the reminder. I had to catch the first 30 minutes. There wasn't a first 30 minutes. We've only been going about 15 because someone else was hiding under his sheets as well.
Yeah, but it was so comfortable just like barricading myself with
I was honestly kind of worried about you because I sent out two invites and then I text you. And then I like waited like 10 minutes. I'm like, he still hasn't shown. I'm like, did his dumb ass attempt to go out in this? I got to make it to the gym. And he got stuck.
They did say they are open. I'm like, how in the world can you get there? But maybe it looks different in Blacksburg than it does here. But I definitely can't venture out. No way.
Just go for a light jog. It's only about 20 miles away. You might get there by tomorrow.
And I guess I can clock into work while I'm there.
There you go. All right.
Oh, Tyler's wearing pants. How about that coat guy? And then I just jog the 20 miles back home so I don't have to hear it. God. You know, it is funny, though. It never fails, though. Like, it's funny because when I think about the podcast and I always come up, like, with random, like, stuff, I always like to throw Joe in. It's like if Joe finds out they got, like, the last shipment of El Monterey burritos, like, he comes marching in like Skeletor, you know, like in the live-action movie. Like, he's got his staff. He just comes charging in, and just because he's just excited as hell, he's got like epic music playing, just so he can be there to greet, you know, the fresh box of burritos, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. I sorry, I'm kind of just my stomach's being kind of. I'm like, am I really gonna have to take another shit? Like, live
are you gonna
on
leave me here
again?
on the podcast? There,
I might have to. I'm not sure yet.
Let's
go. Let's go ahead and get the episode started.
Yeah, because we're supposed to do Beyond Retro here in less than an hour.
Yeah.
All right. God. Man.
This is the best episode of Capes and Commentaries ever.
I'm babbling incoherently, trying to be funny. I'm like, I'm just talking out of my ass here right now. Like,
well, that's no different than any other Sunday.
Yeah, but sometimes I bring it. I'm not bringing it right now. I blame the snow.
Seasonal depression. Anyway, Tyler, you want to give us the countdown? I really think I'm going to have to go take a dump.
All right. Well, Nathan's going taking care of business and having a memorable stew. Stool. God, man.
He can't talk. Well, just give us a countdown. We'll hit play and I'll go relieve myself.
Oh, God. All right. What the hell am I going to say to everybody?
I don't know.
I guess they'll just come to me. Guys, before we hit play, I want to apologize for this not living up to the quality of last week's or any of the others for that matter.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, because you're not the one bombing here.
Eh, it's going to be fun.
Larry David.
People are probably like, man, are they drunk or something?
No, like, it's just when you're sleepy that night. It's like, hanging out, Nathan's at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're just like watching QVC infomercial with Jim McTin. You know, everything's
Just
funny.
When Don West was selling like the cards. Yeah, holy shit. And it was funny because he was like, oh, you're going to get a bunch of rare stuff. And then as he's going through the cards, there's already like three of the same one. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm watching Girls Gone Wild infomercials over and over and over again. You know, with Duck Stanza, show me your tits. I got to get paid. Please.
Yeah, the desperation. I think, did we talk? We talked about that last week or maybe the week before. Just the desperation of those guys. It was so underwhelming.
Yeah. How are you supposed to get aroused watching a guy beg?
Yeah. You know? Watch hot girls show their tits. And then it's just like, oh, come on. You know, you want to. Please.
Please. Come on.
Come on.
I like to see Joe do that.
No. Oh, come on. Come on, you know, please. Okay.
So it's like real quick, like, you know.
Yeah, it's just
that was titillating.
God. It's like, all right, now you go and sign this. Then they get in trouble. I think they got in trouble because one of the girls on there that showed her boobs was like underage or something. Which, you know what? Good. They needed to go under.
They made like an empire out of making VHS tapes of girls being bagged on camera to show their goods. And I mean, credit to them for coming up for doing virtually nothing except harassing women and getting paid for it.
Yeah. I might not have to take a shit now. It kind of went away.
I guess we kind of. All the joy and
all the adrenaline
of QVC and Jim Mantan.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It could hit me here again in like 10 minutes.
I look up and he takes off like Chris Tucker on Friday, goes outside the back of his house and
just Emma's shit like, in the snow.
Hey man,
even the dogs are looking at me like, what the hell, dude? We don't even do it like that.
Like, hey man, stay over there. And Emma's like, looks like you taking a shit. She just steps outside to yell it to the neighborhood. Emily! It's like there's this big brown mark in the side of Nathan's house.
Well, I mean...
It's like, and you see like all the steam coming up from the snow.
Yeah.
Just look outside the window and there's like this like fog developing out of the kitchen window. God, what are we doing, man? We're just completely out of our minds.
Wait. Someone says Girls Gone Wild still exists, and they still advertise. Just now it's on the net. Oh, fuck, man. That just needs to go away.
We get corrected about everything you're telling here, don't we?
Well, that's what I love about them. They keep us in check.
Yeah, we're not divas, people. We like it when people correct us. You know, well, we're not Joe. We're Joe's, not. Joe's convinced.
When we go off, the air, Tyler's like, oh, damn it, they called me out on that.
I used to do that. I think I was better than that. Because I don't like making mistakes. I like to
look at you now.
Oh yeah, now I'm just like, you know, I'm showing up like, you know,
who gives a rat's ass Thursdays?
Thursdays, yeah. It's God. Now I just kind of feel empty. Like okay, nowhere to go. Where do I go now?
Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's like Mean Gene and SummerSlam when that sign falls down.
It was a Rick Rude, yeah.
It's one of the funniest. It just crashes. Fuck it.
Or Bam 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 cutting that promo. Ass! We have to biff defeat. We're going to climb the ladder and have ourselves a ladder match. Ass! Remember the edge you shattered through the grass ceiling?
The Yeti. The next 20 minutes is just me and you laughing. Oh man, it's like Jack Torrance at the end of The Shining, man. This nose already made us crazy.
I'm sitting outside like this, like from
the dick is stacked against Oak.
Yeah. Or the end of Bocce Mania and the Yeti. Unless you see Bocce Mania 38 or 40, the Halloween Havoc one, the one that's all about Halloween Havoc. You wouldn't know what I was. You wouldn't know what we were quoting, man. God.
Yappa pie.
Yappa pie. Yappa pie. So that's what happens when you're like stuck indoors due to snow and you're still sleepy. You just. I mean, I would be laughing at this stuff anyway, but it's been a while since I've laughed so hard I got tears in my eyes. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Give us a countdown.
We'll now go I've ahead. Had a good cry. We can get going here.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1. I feel like Bob Bucher's off to the side. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Jesus.
Why is it not playing?
Oh, great. So that's already fucked
there
up, too?
Is. There it is. All no, right. It's just like, I don't know what it was. I must have.
All right, so I'm already like a good 10 seconds ahead of you now.
They're doing the recap on the fast forward just a tad here.
Yeah, I'm at 28 seconds, if you can time
stamp that. I don't have a timer on my Blu-ray player.
Oh, well, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, so we get the recap. Batman has been bitten. He's sweating profusely, and Martian Manhunter is trying to convince him that, hey, like, you're still part of the team, even though you don't have powers, and Joker just whacked him in the back of the head. I don't know how far behind you are now.
Yeah, that's what I just watched. Okay. And
all right, here's so the credits. Intro. All right, so we're back on track.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Beyond Retro is going to be fun today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, like, talking about Mark for Death probably won't even happen. Joe would be like, what the hell's with you guys and my chimichangas and my El Monterey and my Church of Joe and of Latter-day Amatos? And
Latter-day Amatos. Jesus.
Joe is like a constant source. I just feel like Joe is like Kramer. You insert Kramer into any situation, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about because you guys don't watch quality TV. But you can put Kramer in any scenario on that show.
Kramer is the only good thing about that show, actually.
Not all four of them are great. No. I would say Elaine's probably the weakest of the four, even though she's absolutely beautiful.
George is just like, all the time, and Jerry's like, show sucks, man.
I'm sorry, Nathan.
The sooner that you come to terms with that, the better it'll be.
Nah, you'll come around to it one day. I'll plant the bug in Emily's ear. Next thing you know, you guys will be watching the Seinfeld marathon like every Friday and Saturday when you get on, you know, from work and on into the weekend. Wakey, wakey, Batman. Now, I would argue that this Joker, because they added a little bit more to him, like there's a little bit more details as opposed to the New Adventures of Batman and Robin, where the looks changed a bit. Of course, you know, everybody, like, from Batman gets his look is upgraded a bit. Joker's is here. I really, really love this animated Joker. As much as I do the first three seasons of Batman and the Miniseries, the Joker, where he's got the red lips, a little bit more color, a little bit more facial features.
Yeah, there's something about this one that just pops a lot more.
Yeah. They really draw a lot of malice in this Joker's face. Like, I mean, he's always got it, but this Joker looks nuts. And it's just fun seeing Luther and Batman coming face to face, you know, this universe building, seeing these characters really cross over and actually interacting a lot, you know, like they're all familiar with each other. And Nathan picked up a Shade figure after doing
that, but he stands like shit, man. Like, he really does. Like,
where's his cane?
Oh, that's the other problem. If you look at his hands, you look at his fist, you would think it would go in there, but they got that all like just blocked off. And then his other hand, it's just like wide open, so it won't even fit in
so
there.
So, is it supposed to fit like underneath his hand, like he's holding it? On
yeah,
the ground?
But it's not long enough to like touch the ground either. So it's just I'm kind of disappointed. I'm not gonna lie.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he looks cool, but he doesn't stand well, and his cane won't fit in his fucking hand.
Well, Dylan and Nathan's problem. They were getting to see Solomon Grundy and the Humanite get into it here. And that's plays to Batman's role as a member of the Justice League. Just he is the smartest of the entire Justice League.
Well, it's kind of cool because in this episode, he finds a way to manipulate a lot and sort of piss them off, turn them against each other. And as we'll see here with he seduces because that's best he can.
He's an operator. And Sapphire's looking pretty hot, too. Probably could have seduced her, too. It's just a classic fun fight. And to know at the very end of this, the Batman could have gotten at any time, like the patience Batman has for this. Which, you know, might could be argued because if Batman was aware of what was, I mean, once he finds out that they planted a bomb in the Watchtower.
Batman's got something for cats. Just gonna say that.
That he does. Because cats are always bad. Like, you got Black Cat, Catwoman, Cheetah. They're all, you know, not, well, Cheetah has her motivations, whereas Black Cat and Catwoman are both, I mean, of course, Blackhead's more or less a hero now and has been for quite some time. But Catwoman is always that Oh, we all know what she is. But I guess you would say too, like, Batman is like the bad boy of the Justice League, and, you know, does fall for bad girls.
Yeah.
Because they fall for him. But we all know too, it would be so difficult for Batman to actually lead a continuous relationship. I think it comes with the territory with most superheroes. Not every superhero can have a Mary Jane, you know, where she signs up for that lifestyle where, you know, I almost figure like Flash could probably make dates happen as fast as he is. Superman, I almost feel like Superman would have a difficulty because he is the Boy Scout. Superman, as we see right now.
Well, yeah, as he just alluded to, is like, what are you going to do?
Well, of course, he could destroy you, but you know what? He's just not that kind of guy. What makes it so great is to see a lot of these heroes just interacting like that too. Like the stuff like that's always fascinated me as a kid. When you're really seeing characters in comic books was one thing, but to see it in animated form and even in movies to a certain extent, if they're good, to see heroes interacting that, you know, you see it in the comic books, you take it for granted, but you see it actually animated, makes it something really, really special. And to have to see such care and quality put in it. I mean, look at all this dialogue, like, you know, all this, like, Batman, like, Kevin Conroy having to deliver a very... What's that?
I was talking like him. Where he's saying, maybe I like danger.
That's what to say.
Yeah. She's all...
And I was like... What's that?
I was just saying, him on the
computer. I was seeing Joker in the computer chair. Just having him just be, like, the big kid of the group. God, he's so funny. It's animated so well, and he's just sliding around because he just wants to be amused. Like the look of just, ooh. So funny. This Joker is like the perfect balance of actually funny. But knowing, man, when the time comes to it, this guy would kill you in front of your children. It's like a balance that, you know, to me, Jack Nicholson, I mean, don't get me wrong, Heath Ledger, yes, was a great Joker, but I feel like Jack is about as close to that version of the Joker as we'll ever get. Like, just absolutely hilarious, but man, he's dangerous.
Sorry, man. Joaquin Phoenix has got it down.
I still can't believe they're actually doing that. That we're actually getting a solo Joker film without Batman.
They say that. I'm sure there's going to be something that shows up.
Why would you? And then for some reason, they throw Batman in there. They've cast someone as Batman, which I just don't see that happening. But say for argument's sake, why would you not want to let the masses know that you're going to have a new Batman movie with Joker in it and hype it up for your release? And I don't think they're trying to make a Logan with the Joker movie, you know, with like the solo Wolverine film. I don't think that's what they're going for. I don't think it'd be of that kind of caliber. Yeah, here's Joker and his popcorn. Insanity in his eyes. I think that's what makes his drawing him yellow and adding the extra black around the sockets and then having his pupils be red. Popcorn?
Say that about some people at work.
You would nauseate me. Yeah, I imagine it goes on quite a bit.
Yeah, it does.
That's a good laugh. Like, it's that, like, oh, man, Mark Hamill, man. I swear, if I ever had the opportunity to meet him, I said, the hell with Star Wars. I want to know about Joker, like, anything. I would double the autograph fee if I could just hear him, you know, say something as the Joker. Like, I don't want to ask about Star Wars. all about the Joker.
I would too. Because that original trilogy is great and all, but to me, the best thing he's ever done to me is the Joker. There's no topping that.
Yeah, I think in terms of like performance, to say that, I mean, Luke Skywalker's most memorable characters that's ever been put on film, period. But his portrayal of the Joker is just, it's unmatched. It's on the level that just, it deserves an Oscar. Like Mask of Phantasm, like Mark Hamill should have gotten a nomination for the Joker for Best Supporting Actor or something like that. Because he's hella celebrated. We all know that. But I just feel like it's...
I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that there hasn't, and it might exist, but it's just not very widely known. But why is there not like an award show dedicated specifically to animation? You know, like give a best performance. You know, like just do it just like that, best animated movie. Like I know that is an Oscar category, but you know, have best actor in an animated film, you know, like why have we not done that yet? I think that would be cool.
There may be something small that's just not highly, because I feel like there's so many award shows for a lot of the stuff that are never televised, or they might be now on the internet, you know, like watching the Razzies and, you know, stuff like that. But I have no idea. But animation, I do feel like to the masses, like they just take it for granted. And they just watch it. Oh, it's a good cartoon, or it's a funny cartoon, or it's a great action cartoon. But to really pay attention to, like, are you really getting why this is so good? Like, why Justice League is an absolute masterpiece of DC entertainment? You know, this is always going to be my definitive Lex Luthor. Like, I have grown to appreciate Gene Hackman's a lot more, even though there's a little bit more camp and more comedy thrown in the mix. But I appreciate it more as an adult. But Clancy Brown as Lex Luthor, like that man should have been cast as Lex Luthor years ago and still should be cast as Lex Luthor. I mean, he looks the part. He's an intimidating guy as it is. I mean, like the way Lex is drawn here, he looks like Clancy Brown bald. I mean, he really does.
I like that part. He's like, I'll double it. And all right, like, no. Door stops. See, that's good comedy, guys. Yeah. That's how you do it.
And it's not, you know, a dick and fart joke. It's not Will Ferrell running around with no shirt on. And it's not a Family Guy joke that just focuses on the same, oh, Peter Griffin hurt his knee. Let's sit and watch this for 5 minutes.
Did you watch the Avengers trailer?
That was such a lackluster trailer. It told you nothing.
But they're in peril, like, man.
It was such a lame trailer. And
everyone was losing their minds about it. I was like, there's nothing there.
There's nothing in it.
Which I guess is good from the standpoint of you didn't really see anything important that they were going to have in the movie. But other than that,
capper was to, like, here's comedy. It's Ant-Man. Paul Rudd said, hey, I'm Ant-Man. I helped you out. Can I come in? Ho-ho! You know, what song, too, is that Infinity War trailer, like the first one they put out? The tone of that trailer, and even the other ones, were very serious. This trailer wants to present a serious situation, but the movies are not serious. I'm like, why do you guys advertise something that comes off as very dark in tone and you're trying to tell a serious superhero story, but we all know very well it's not going to be anything you advertise in the trailers. But it was such a lame trailer, considering the movie comes out this April.
That's all right, man. That was trailer one of 64. So.
Oh, yeah, there'll be, you know, 24 dozen trailers. I really wasn't even going to watch it, but I think just like, eh.
I do like how Batman just now asked for some water and he spit it into that contraption so he could be able to communicate with old man Hunter.
And it was smart to just, you know, waiting for the right time, because Grundy would be the one. Well, they're not going to let Cheetah back downstairs again. Well, at least not later on. As of right now, they don't know she's a traitor, so that's me jumping ahead a little bit here. But it makes sense, you know. Batman just knows how to talk to people. I mean, he's always willing to admit, you know, like, look, I was like in the episode Mad Love, when he admits to the Joker, like, I got to say, like, she got a lot closer to killing me than you ever did. Like, ready to admit to, like, this, all I had to go for, all I could do was convince Harley that, you know, it won't mean anything unless the Joker actually sees it. There's no body or something like that. Like, I love the fact he was willing to admit that I'm dead. Like, Harley Quinn is going to kill me here and feed me to piranhas. So I have to rely on this. That's all I've got. I love that about Batman. I hate it, though, when people, like, overpopulize Batman by just saying, because he's human, man. And, yeah, because he's human. Like, shut up. Like, you're just repeating the same cliche statement you saw on some YouTube clip. That's not enough. You need to actually read the comics or watch the animated series or watch, you know, anything that's not currently being made with Batman in it.
It's funny how it's like it's video evidence and she's still like, no, that wasn't me.
That's awesome. That you can't think of a better way of bringing the Joker back into the scene than doing something like that. Kind of makes you wonder, what was he off doing at that point?
Probably just rolling around in the chair.
Yeah, that, or maybe stepped outside the building to cause a little mischief or something like that. But just knowing that Joker just showed up for this without the money, heard about the plan, and just wants to get in on this, that is it. Like, you know, it's just like Heath Ledger's Joker. Like, money doesn't matter. It's about sending a message. But then that's when Dark Knight gets really pretentious and preaching. Like, dude, I don't care about the messages you're trying to send in a Batman movie. It's like, stop it!
Oh, the dead air.
Oh, we just get to watching it here. But, this two-parter, too, I mean, it's got so much going for it. And, of course, we're going to get ready to see Lex in his famous kryptonite outfit, you know, which they made figures of and superpowers. And wait, yeah, they did, didn't they? I know it was the businessman outfit that was in the DC.
No, they did.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was pretty sure about that. But sometimes we draw blanks on here. I wish we'd have gotten more of the, I mean, we would eventually, but it was just, I mean, I know they can't do this all the time, but I'm all about villain team ups. I mean, there's just nothing more satisfying. It's why I've always been a fan of the Sinister Six. You know, you got Masters of Evil, you got Acts of Vengeance. I mean, just anytime you have a bunch of villains teaming up, it's a shame like Joker didn't show up in Justice League Unlimited when the Legion of Doom are formed in season two. I mean, you got a lot of, like, Giganta and Toy Man, Atomic Skull, so many awesome villains showing up in that. But it would have been cool. Like, we didn't have any Batman villains, like Riddler, Scarecrow. None of those guys are in there.
I mean, it's cool that, in a way, though, that they didn't do that. Because,
well, I guess, too, the
Batman. Give those villains, other characters time to shine.
Pretty much. I mean. And I loved all the performances. Like, Giganta was so hot in season two. She was a very pretty girl. And I like Toy Man. Toy Man was really cool. And Gorilla Grodd, you know, watching him and Lex Luthor fight for authority and leadership of the Legion of Doom. And it was just so much fun to be had with that. Man, that season two was fantastic. And there's Lex. Love that outfit. Such a very distinct, famous outfit. Man, to see, like, Clancy Brown wearing that in a Superman film. Man, that'd be so cool.
And yet, they won't do it. Why?
No, because it's a good idea. And the studio execs of Warner Bros. Like, I don't want to see that. I want something. I want Lex to be played by, you know, the guy from Social Network. I just do not get it. I mean, there are so many great ideas out there. I remember, like, when, here we go. I like how Joker's animated, like, a Looney Tunes character here.
I like how he's getting ready to leave, and then he's like, nope. And then he pulls out a gun, which it's kind of, probably wouldn't get that these days. Can't have him holding a gun in an animated show.
No. And seeing the punches and stuff like that. I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, there's a time when you could not show that kind of stuff. But then you looked at Batman in the 60s, a live-action show. I mean, people are getting their, you know, punched in the jaw left and right. You get the pal zap and wham effects that really hammer in, that they're getting slapped around. It's like Batman is the ultimate negotiator. So smart.
And he's still just keeping it all to himself, too.
Yep. I gotta say, you know, Humanite's cell looks pretty comfortable. You got a flat screen TV on the wall.
And he's a donator to PBS.
Yeah. Just like he likes watching Fred Rogers.
And there was part two.
We apologize, guys, for any kind of, you know.
I'm not apologizing.
Just in case. I mean, overall, yes, it's fun to get silly and stuff like that. And so hopefully we, it's still snowing. Oh, God.
It's not stopping. I told you it's not going to stop.
God. Yeah. But yes, that was Injustice Part 2. And I think when we do come back to Justice League, we need to do Justice League Unlimited. Like when we revisit this, let's do either the first episode where we get to see, you know, Green Arrow come into the mix, like in the very first episode where he teams up with like Captain Atom and Supergirl, I think. Or one of season two. When you get all the villains together, like that's what I think we should do when we revisit the show.
All right. Next week, Cops.
Cops.
I thought we were doing that this week and then coming back to part two.
Well, I guess it just kind of made sense. You know what? We always wrap up, you know, our two parts. So let's just go ahead and do that, and we'll do Cops next weekend. And Danielle has told me she may not be able to make the Batman Returns recording this month.
Okay.
So probably what we'll do is we'll postpone that to summertime and try to do it around the time when Batman Returns came out in theaters, which is in June. Yeah. So we might do that. So during that, we'll probably just carry on with, you know, Cops next weekend, and then you know, we've had a suggestion for Mask. I had someone ask us if we would do the Nature versus Nurture episode of Spectacular Spider-Man where Venom shows up. You know. The Spider-Man 66 show. So we got a lot to play around with. They may not be Christmas related episodes or anything like that. Maybe we might do, I don't know, I guess we could always do the Morlock Christmas on X-Men. We could do a, I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
So we got time coming up for both me and Nathan. We'll both be on vacation. So we're going to try and squeeze in a few more episodes in the coming weeks as well, too. So there won't be just, you know, one per week. So we should have, you know, hopefully, like, it was like 4 weeks in December, four episodes. Hopefully, we can squeeze in like another four episodes and give you eight this month.
Yeah. So we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of time, we got about less than 20 minutes until Beyond Retro. So, that you guys that joined us live right now, hang tight. We'll be back shortly with another show. Marked for Death, throwing Joe a bone this week, talking about Steven Seagal.
I'm just curious to know if Joe's seen it in the last 60 years, though. You know,
60.
I know. He's like, but I'm only like 38. I know. That's what makes it so strange, Joe.
I can't escape the pony thing. There's always one instance in the chat.
Is it the same people, or is it someone coming in new who's just like,
no, hey, I'm pretty sure. I think it's mainly Fedmon. I think. Keep it up, man. I like it. Anyway, checking your phone to see if the snow's going to stop anytime soon.
I probably should actually check that.
Well, while Tyler's checking that, I want to thank everyone that joined us live. And if you catch this episode on archive and you like what you see, make sure you hit subscribe and ring that bell so you get notified when we go live or when a new video is posted. Check out the links down below. We have the Podbean link and the iTunes link. I want to encourage you guys that are over on those platforms listening to us every week, come over, support the YouTube channel. Check out Fans of Power, the dedicated He-Man and the Master Universe podcast hosted by Tyler and Joe Amato. The link to that is also down below. But also, I always forget to say this because I forget that you guys have like got that custom URL, youtube.com/Fans of Power Podcast. That'll be the easiest way to access that page. Check out Joe Amato's customs and check out his t-shirts. And man, I guess, dude, I'll see you in about 10 minutes again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next time.
See you guys shortly.
Yeah. Take care, guys.